The following audio drama is rated PG-13 for pretty gory. You may experience swearing, violence, and sexual situations that you engage in often, hopefully never, and only in your dreams. Parents need to watch your children. They could learn more than you want them to.
They don't appear to be
Without and within, the world was dying. Greed for gain and violence flourished. Honor and nobility were profaned, for lies and unrestrained consumption were made sacred. The light of the unconquered sun turned bloated and red, and its blood flowed freely. And mankind continued to hasten its own death. Amidst the obsidian towers, poor haunted wastelands, and shadowed tombs of this aged world, those who lurked behind the tattered sorrows woke to the sounds of steel on steel, and knew now was the time when mankind would either fall to its own insignificance or become as them, beyond the boundaries of dualities, freed from the shackles of their baseness and their forgotten nobility. Without and within, the world was dying. And among the tatters, crimson things began to move.
Broken Sea Audio Productions presents The Sword of the Crimson Tatters, Arc 1, The Sword is Forged, Chapter 3, A Terrible Host. Who's your friend?
Kavita. I served under her father.
Indeed. Nice to meet you, young lady. I am Axelrak.
Likewise.
Kavita recognized me as we were brought in. She arranged our escape, and if the guts we've spilt so far are any indication, she's been practicing her combat skills.
Resourceful. Very nice.
What did you do to the princess back there?
I just introduced her to a friend of mine.
That's what was making her moan like that when we left?
Oh, that. Well, I guess I introduced her to more than just one of my friends. She'll be fine. Probably. If she's strong enough. So, how do we get out of here?
I have a man I can trust in the armory. His name is Doran. If everything's gone according to plan, he should have arms, gear, and horses waiting for us.
Slit throats, escape plans. You seem very capable for a serving wench.
She's the daughter of the greatest captain I ever served under. He drilled strategy and tactics into her since she could talk.
I see. You wouldn't happen to know where my bones are held, do you?
Sorry.
Damn it. She's probably got them locked up in her hope chest or something.
Shh.
So, how many guards between us and your accomplice?
There was only supposed to be two posts, but Lorik and I have already seen that Lodan's increased her troops in your honor.
She does know how to make one feel special.
We'll have to kill any we meet quickly and quietly.
Indeed.
The hard part will be getting through the storm once we're outside of the city.
Yes, the storm. It is a ghost storm, isn't it?
We're plagued by them regularly. But it'll also be a challenge getting out of the city. The city gates are locked tight with wards to keep the storm host out, and they are well guarded.
Well, first things first.
I might be able to help at the gates and with the storm, but that means that before we go, I need to do something about my bones.
We'll be slaughtered if we try to break into Lodan's chambers, and we're not even sure if they're there.
I know, but we're not going to get very far without them. I can create something to find them for me, but it'll weaken me a lot. You'll have to help me along until I recover.
We don't have time for this.
I hate to admit it, but if things so far are any indication, he's right. If you can do it quickly, then do it.
I just need some of my blood.
A friend found, fit and fast. Wend your way to this form I cast. Roaming vast, rightly round.
Live long and love to be my hound. Live long and lust for might profound.
What the fuck was that? Did your blood just turn into a...
This was ascending. A servitor. It'll do what it's created to do. Blood of my blood. Chip off the old block. It's a good boy.
I'm really beginning to hate magic.
Don't be like that. They're more obedient than children. If they start getting uppity, you just destroy them. You can always make more. As long as you got blood.
I'm not sure whether that's more frightening or pathetic.
Pretty lady. Sometimes I'm not sure either.
Come on. Which way out of here? Here, I need you to hold the sword scabbard like this. You see? When she comes back, she'll need to draw it fast. You'll need to make sure you don't get cut in the process.
I understand. I know what to do.
Are you sure you're up to this?
Sure I am. I'm almost recovered even. I'm on top of the world.
Just make sure you stay out of the way.
Will do, boss. She's strong, isn't she? This sword is heavy.
Can't take these storms anymore.
They're not so bad, especially here in the palace. I like these shifts. If I was out there, huddled alone in a little shack, waiting for the wind and the howling and the voices to stop, then I'd hate it. Never thought I'd say this, but guard duty is a pretty choice assignment.
My wife told me that she's leaving Adar and taking the kids. Says it doesn't feel safe since the storm started increasing.
She's leaving you?
She wants me to go too. But if I don't, she's not going to stay.
That's not right. Soldiers should always be able to count on their families to stand by them. Where does she want you to go?
I don't know. I've always wanted to see the Principality of Amun. Maybe the City of Teaching?
I've been to Amun. It's not as great as people say.
At least the dead
Quick.
Don't.
The prisoners have escaped and the princess is in trouble. She needs you right away.
What?
Pills, what up?
Come on, there's no time. This way.
Hi!
What? You're not gonna take my head, girl.
How about if I take your gizzards?
Nicely done.
Yeah, you too.
You two are amazing. We're cutting through these guards like butter.
Give me that scabbard. And keep your voice down.
How many more until we're out?
Should be two more at the gate leading out of the palace. Which is good. We're taking too much time. The storm will be on us soon.
I don't think that's the only reason we should hurry.
I think we're screwed.
Seems she's recovering very fast. She's a strong one.
What?
Nothing. Lead on, Kavita.
What's taking her? I know. I don't want us just stand here either. Waiting with the horses is the worst. Riding, fighting, anything is better. Don't take it that way. I didn't mean anything against you. I better see if there are any problems. Stay quiet. What the hell is going on in there?
Doran, is everything all right?
I was going to ask you the same thing. The horses are tied up around the corner. I came to make sure the situation hadn't blown up in your face.
It has. The entire palace is coming down on us. We have to make it out of the gates before we're caught between the palace guards and the ghost storm. Come on!
It's too close for us to outride it, Kavita! We'd have to be riding out the gates right now, or better, 5 minutes ago to make it!
Is there somewhere we can hide?
I'm sorry, Lorak. I think I signed your death sentence with this escape attempt of mine.
Then we take as many of them with us as we can. I'm not going back to be tortured. Ha! I don't think the princess is gonna renew her generous offer after what we did to her.
Agreed. Do you remember the Night Hunter Gambit that my father developed?
Yes. Yes, I do.
Before we fall, we'll make them terrified of us.
Ah, shit.
Hold on. Don't think that'll be necessary.
What do you mean?
The odds have just changed. Whoa!
What are you doing? We don't have time to stop.
It'll just be a moment. He's been trying to catch up.
What the hell is that?
It's one of his minions.
And he just brought me my bones. Oh, good to see you too, little one. Let's go to the gates.
You can get us through the gates and the storm?
You said you hoped I'm as good as they say I am. Well, here's where you find out.
Ha! 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 Come on!
There. Unless someone walks right over us, we're invisible for a few minutes.
Handy trick.
I like it. Damn, the storm's a big one.
They usually are here.
So what's your plan?
The storm's already arrived, so we'll have to spend a few minutes making it so that the three of you can ride through the storm without being conscripted into their ranks.
Weren't you at risk of the same thing?
I have a sigil tattooed on me that marks me as already one of theirs.
Are you?
In a manner of speaking, but not in the way that they think.
So you're saying we need to get tattoos?
No, we don't have time for that. We'll have to do something simpler.
Aye, good.
I'm going to have to lightly carve the sigils into you.
What?
No, no way.
Just deep enough to draw a little blood. And then I'll need to rub some ground bone dust into the wounds.
What the hells have you got me into, Kavita?
No one's carving anything into us.
There's no other way. The other options include 1, going back to the dungeons and sure execution, or 2, breaking the wards without protection and being condemned to riding with the storm host for the rest of eternity. Or you can agree to my solution. It's your choice, but I'm going through those gates, with you or without you.
If I apologize for putting a sword to your throat, will you swear that you're not gonna screw us over?
It's already forgiven. You're too important for me to hold a grudge about that.
What do you mean?
Later, boss. So, who wants to go first?
I'll go. Is it gonna hurt much?
Not at all. I'm very good and fast with a sharp knife.
You scare the crap out of me, you know that?
Okay. My sending is going to attack the guards and the post to distract them. We'll have to move quickly so you burly types can open the gates while I negate the wards.
How much time will we have?
Not much. My sending won't survive any real attack. But he's scary looking, and that will probably unnerve them enough to buy us a few moments. I know, I know. I love you too. I will honor you and remember your sacrifice. Now go to glory, little one.
I didn't realize you were so sentimental.
Hey, I'm a big romantic.
Look, can we get this over with? This is too weird for me. I feel like I'm gonna pass out any minute.
Come on. Ha!
What do you need us to do?
Diderak knew what he was doing. His wards will foil any attempt to open the gates without the right incantation. I'll negate his wards while you flip whatever lever or turn whatever crank you need to turn to open the gate.
Hey, what about our horses?
What do you mean?
You didn't protect them with any carving!
Horses are sacred to the Storm Hosts, and they consider horses and riders to be one being, essentially.
Whoa! Doran, help me get ready to open the gate.
Bone Master. Do what you have to.
I think a finger bone will do nicely here. There. Now.
Heck, weck, weck, weck. Yata,
Huron,
Huron,
Panoyana,
Lipana,
Lipana,
Lipana.
It's all yours, boss.
Let's ride!
Hey!
What's wrong, Kameda?
What about the city? We just broke the wards. They're at the mercy of the storm host.
You're just now thinking of that? What did you think was going to happen?
Damn it, I hate all this supernatural shit.
I wouldn't worry. If they stay indoors and don't draw attention to themselves, they'll probably be okay. If not, oh well.
God, I can't even see in this mess. We need to head to the Canyon Oasis.
That's where Roddy told you to go.
That's what he told me. Kavita, will you and Doran accompany us?
I won't speak for Doran, but I'll join you. You and I have some catching up to do. There's a lot I want to ask you about my father.
I didn't just commit treason to be left behind. I'm with Kavita to the end.
Then I think we should head southeast. We'll clear the storm fastest that way. Then we can get our bearings and make our way south to the oasis and the tomb of Emperor Edgard.
Wait! We're going way?
The Sword of the Crimson Tatters, Arc 1, Episode 3, A Terrible Host, was written and created by Lothar Tuppel. Featured in the cast was Robert Lang as the introduction narrator, Bill Holwig as Lorak, Lothar Tuppen as Axelrak, Danica Dieter-Tate as Kavita, Jason Hess as Guard 1, Tanya Milojevic of Lightning Bolt Theater of the Mind as Guard 2 and the Gate Guard, and Stevie K. Farnaby as Doran. The opening theme music was Global Local Personal from the album World in Flames and Sinestra from the album The Fall of Ragnaros, both by the Celestial Aeon Project. Closing music was Far Away from the album Fable, also by the Celestial Aeon Project. All other music by Lothar Tuppen. Sound design, direction, and mastering by Lothar Tuppen. This presentation, as well as the scripts and characters therein, is copyright 2014 to Lothar Tuppen, and this recording is released under a Creative Commons 3.0 Attribution Non-Commercial No Derivatives license. All other rights are reserved. Come back for Episode 4 when Lorak, Axelrak, Kavita, and Doran try to make it to the Canyon Oasis and the Tomb of Emperor Edgard. Only from Broken Sea Audio Productions.
Sanctuary, you little evil girl.
I think you know why I'm here, Emmanuel.
You cannot defeat me.
Try me. Ooh! You should not have done that.
You stupid, stupid girl. You shall never attempt this feat again, you malignant slayer.
Get some new dialogue.
Sorry we're late, Angela. Got a little held up.
Well, it's about time.
I said sorry. Nice work, Lila.
Glad that worked. I don't think I could do that again if I tried.
Well, that takes care of that vampire. Evening work done. Anybody want to go for a drink? Blood Ties, an original series created by Tanya Milevich and Joshua Price, premiering soon on Lightning Bolt Theater of the Mind at lightningbolt.podbeam.com. This series will fall under a 3.0 Creative Commons license.
This is Jake Sampson, Monster Hunter. I don't always listen to old-time radio or podcast audio dramas. But when I do, I prefer BrokenSea.com. Stay listening, my friends.